This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. India and the Maldives held delegation-level talks at the President's office in Mali yesterday. The talks were attended by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Maldives President Dr. Mohamed Moizu, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, and other senior officials from both nations. Prior to the delegation-level talks, Prime Minister Modi and President Moizu held a bilateral meeting to discuss various issues of mutual interest. India has extended 4,850 crore rupees line of credit to Maldives. An amendatory agreement was signed to reduce the Maldives' annual debt repayment obligations on previous Indian-funded line of credit. Both countries signed 4 MOUs and 3 agreements yesterday. In a joint statement with President Moizu, PM Modi reaffirmed that India will stand with the Maldives at every step for its development and prosperity. Mr. Modi stated that the friendship between the two countries will always remain strong and clear.
रक्षा और सुरक्षा क्षेत्र में आपसी सहयोग आपसी विश्वास का परिचायक है रक्षा मंत्रालय की बिल्डिंग जिसका आज उद्घाटन किया जा रहा है यह ट्रस्ट की कंक्रीट इमारत है हमारी मजबूत साझेदारी का प्रतीक है साझेदारी अब वेदर साइंस में भी होगी मौसम चाहे जैसा हो आवर फ्रेंडशिप विल ऑलवेज रिमेन ब्राइट एंड क्लियर मालदीव की रक्षा क्षमताओं के विकास में भारत निरंतर सहयोग देता हिंद महासागर क्षेत्र में शांति स्थिरता और समृद्धि हमारा साझा लक्ष्य है
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Tamil Nadu starting today. After completing his two-nation tour to the UK and Maldives, Mr. Modi will travel directly to Tuticorin. The PM will inaugurate, dedicate to the nation and lay the foundation stone of various development projects worth over 4,800 crore rupees at Tuticorin tonight. The projects will significantly enhance regional connectivity, boost logistics efficiency, strengthen clean energy infrastructure and improve the quality of life for citizens across Tamil Nadu. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has directed the law enforcement agencies of the country to undertake dedicated measures to bring back fugitives involved in terrorist and smuggling activities. Mr. Shah was speaking after inaugurating a two-day National Security Strategies Conference 2025 in New Delhi yesterday. The minister stressed on enhancing inter-agency coordination between central and state law enforcement agencies, besides recalibrating the approach towards disrupting domestic nodes of the terror criminal nexus. Reviewing terror financing mechanisms, Mr. Shah directed the agencies to unearth terror modules by analyzing inputs pertaining to financial irregularities. The second day of the conference today will focus on civil aviation and port security, counter-terrorism, left-wing extremism and countermeasures for narcotics trafficking. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has said that a special discussion on the terrorist attack in Pahalgam and India's response under Operation Sindoor will be held in the Lok Sabha on Monday. Talking to media in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Rijiju informed that the decision was made during the Business Advisory Committee meeting chaired by Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla. He said 16 hours have been allocated for the debate in the Lok Sabha, while the Rajya Sabha will discuss the matter on Tuesday for the same duration. The Atal Pension Yojana APY has achieved a significant milestone by surpassing 8 crore total gross enrollments with an addition of 39 lakh new subscribers in the current financial year alone. It is a flagship social security scheme of the Government of India, administered by Pension Fund Regulatory and Development Authority. This milestone comes as the scheme celebrates its 10th anniversary since its launch on 9th May 2015. Launched with a vision to create a universal social security system for all Indians, the APY is a voluntary, contributory pension scheme focused on poor, underprivileged and workers in the unorganized sector. In cricket, host England will resume their first innings play at the overnight score of 544 for 7 against India on day 4 of the fourth test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Old Trafford in Manchester today. The hosts were leading by 186 runs at stumps on day 3 yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.